Understanding visitor patterns for effective theme park management. Weekends are a predictable time for theme parks, with local residents forming the bulk of visitors. Saturdays, in particular, see the highest footfall. This pattern is crucial for fkdn/lanchawaterpark.com visitor management in theme parks, as it influences scheduling and resource allocation. Consequently, staff holidays are often scheduled for midweek, such as Tuesdays and Wednesdays, allowing for rest days and equipment maintenance. Many people often wonder which day during the Golden Week is the least crowded. For those planning a visit to popular destinations like Happy Valley or Changlong, it's useful to know that the seventh day typically sees the fewest visitors. However, this can change if special events are held on that day. Despite this, the seventh day still attracts more visitors than usual, reflecting the basic supply and demand dynamics. Peak visitor times in a day. Understanding daily visitor peaks is essential for effective www.lanchawaterpark.com visitor management. Generally, the busiest time is within 2 to 3 hours of opening. For instance, if a park opens at 9 a.m., expect a surge between 9:30 and 10:30 a.m. Parks typically reach full capacity by late morning, around 11:30 or noon, after which visitors gradually start to leave. The duration of a visit varies by park size and offerings. Larger parks like Tokyo Disneyland allow for 8 to 9 hours of exploration, while smaller parks might only offer 4 to 5 hours of entertainment. Knowing these patterns helps visitors plan their trips to avoid peak times. For shorter visits, arriving after noon can help bypass long queues, allowing for a more relaxed experience.